Hi, Pat.
Hi. Well, the gentleman ahead of me just kind of halfway stole my thunder.
Uh-oh.
I was asking about her. I was wanting to know about hernias also, but I got interrupted, so I didn't quite hear everything. I have one. I was in surgery last year. As a matter of fact, I was in the hospital last week and called you. But I was in the hospital last year, and now I have, well, it'll fit in the palm of my hand. I have a hernia coming, which I have an appointment to go see a doctor. I wanted to know if that could possibly have anything to have done with my blood infection and kidney infection and that kind of stuff. And you said the best way to see is to not put any kind of mesh in there, but just see if they can sew the muscles up.
That's my opinion, ma'am. I'm not a surgeon, and I don't do this, but that is my opinion, because the mesh is, as the gentleman before who had the hernia pointed out, it is a synthetic substance. It melts and dissolves a little bit at a time and gets into the system. There are a lot of examples of similar things that have happened in the past, surgical procedures leaving foreign, as it were, articles here or there on purpose sometimes in the body, and then what happens as those things deteriorate. So unless it were some kind of a emergency or there's absolutely nothing else could be done, it really does make more sense to me to simply stitch the muscles back together. And yes, as the gentleman pointed out, you got to use sutures, but guess what? Sutures are removable once the tissues heal, and hope that works. Now, here's another thing, ma'am. Remember I was talking to the gentleman about testosterone to estrogen transformation in men? Well, guess what? Ladies do that all the time. That's nature. Estrogen is made out of testosterone. But one wonders, in any woman who gets a hernia, because they're not common in women, you probably know that, if it's possible that her own testosterone, and that women are supposed to have some testosterone, just not as much as guys, just like guys don't have as much estrogen as ladies, I wonder if her testosterone's gotten so low it's not supporting the health of her muscles, and therefore they're getting weaker and allowing a herniation. Now, it is part of bioidentical hormone therapy for ladies to use testosterone, and we do it realizing that nature has decreed that most of it's going to turn into estrogen. But, good grief, we've been doing it since the 1980s, and we know how much testosterone needs to be used so that a woman will have enough for her muscles, thank you, as well as the part of it that turns into estrogen. We compensate for that by, of course, not prescribing quite as much estrogen. Now, I'm going to detour to another place, ma'am, and that's to a compound called oxytocin, which declines with time. It's a hormone made up there in the pituitary gland, and it comes out in enormous quantities when a woman has her baby because, among other things, it helps to relieve pain, and she really needs it then. And it's a bonding hormone and so forth. But just a few years back, it was reported that oxytocin stimulates muscle regeneration. No kidding. It stimulates muscle cell stem cells, and it helps to both repair and keep strong muscles. So until that was published, everyone was thinking, because that's what the information was available, that testosterone is totally responsible for muscles in both men and women. Estrogen is not at all responsible for muscle. But now, with this research, we know that oxytocin can be used too. And the nice thing about oxytocin is that nobody ever got hurt with it, because if anybody's going to get hurt, it would be that mommy during childbirth or her infant, and they don't get hurt. Okay. So a couple of other things to think about too, ma'am, in addition to stitching the muscles together, is what are your testosterone levels? Are they where they should be for a woman, not for a man? And what about your oxytocin levels? And those are both measurable.
Okay. is there anything you can do with a hernia? See, I've been through a lot of surgeries. I hate to say it, but all my kids were born sections and all that blah. But so my muscles in there are not great. Matter of fact, they're almost. But is there any way of putting this back in without having to do surgery?
I just don't know, ma'am. I'm not a surgeon, can't say. But
okay.
I know that the hernia surgeries were done in the 19th century, and they didn't have mesh back at that time. But again, I'm not an expert on it.
Okay. The other thing I had was, I have two things. My CPAP machine. Now, the best way they tell you when you buy them is to clean them is with soap and water. And then there's this machine out there that they're advertising all over the place now. What is the best way to keep your CPAP clean?
Well, ma'am, what that machine out there, I think this is the one, does is it simply has an ultraviolet light in it. And ultraviolet light kills all germs. That's why sunshine is so good when people have skin infections. Go get some sunlight, and it just kills funguses, it kills bacteria, it kills viruses. So, have you ever seen, they're all over the internet, those handheld little devices, ultraviolet lights that you can take with you when you're traveling, so that if you don't trust the sheets in your bedroom at the hotel, you can just go up and down with the UV light and kill any possible germs on there. What I'm trying to say is you can do the same darn thing with your own CPAP machine, ma'am.
Oh, cool. Okay. And the other question is, have you ever heard of soul pads?
Not yet. Tell me about them.
Well, I ran across them in Super Supplements. And and you put them like on your foot, or with me, I've been putting one on my foot, and then it said you can put them on another sore spot forever. And for me, it seems to, if I put it on the sore spot and on the bottom of my foot, it seems to, chase whatever down. I was out of breath. I mean, for years now, I couldn't walk across the street without bending over and being out of breath. And slowly but surely, my breathing is coming back. I can walk 2.5 blocks now. So,
okay.
But I just wanted clarification that I'm going the right direction here, other than just my feelings.
Yeah. If they're called soul pads, they must be something that you step on, but it's not being made part of your body.
Yeah, it'll tape to the bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
It's got its own little pad, to tape to the bottom of your foot. And you put it on at night, so you don't have to walk around on it necessarily. And it comes up all black and gunky and wet and all kinds of good garbage. But
okay, well, next time I go by a Super Supplement store, ma'am, I'll drop in and have a look at those. Right now I can't tell you, but it sounds like very bad joke. Step in the right direction.
Oh, good. That's all right. Like I said, I'm just kind of wanting to, I keep trying to put him off on JC too, and he, yeah, and then no, and then yeah, and then no. And so I guess I'm just trying to assist us. We're in our 70s.
All right.
That was the questions.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and we're just about in time for our next break here, so let's do it.